Hello, my name is Tequila. You have reached your Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you for the coronavirus?
Ma'am, I live in Huntsville, Alabama, and I'm aware of the sites, but I am unable to make an appointment. I can't figure out your website. I can't figure out how to make an appointment.
I'm sorry, this is a hotline to tell you where you could be tested for the coronavirus. You're trying to make an appointment for the coronavirus?
Yeah, they said on the news this morning you have to have an appointment in order to get your vaccine, and I'm trying to make an appointment online.
Well, you're talking about the vaccine. This is not the line for the vaccine. You're on the wrong line. The number that you would have to call... And they need to fix that online because they're giving everyone this number. We could just tell you where you could be tested for the coronavirus, but the vaccination
the reason why everyone's calling you is because this is the number that's listed on the coronavirus testing website portion of the online. So
it's been like that ever since the pandemic hit last year in March. That's when we first started taking calls, and we were just telling people where they could be tested for the coronavirus when the number was, you know, so severe, and everybody was just trying to find a place, you know, to go get their vaccination. Now we do have another line that is actually getting you pre-registered for the vaccine. That's the one they need to update on that site.
Can you give me that number, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. No problem. That number is 855. What county are you in?
Madison.
Okay. It's going to be 855.
Mm-hmm.
566.
Mm-hmm.
5333.
Okay, I'll give them a call. Thank you.
So again, that number is 855-566-5333. Thank you for calling the Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day. Mm-hmm.